Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to The Ryback Show. Be me.
Welcome to the Ryback Show live. I am the big guy Ryback. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from. Happy Monday. Hope we all had a great and productive weekend here. And we're kicking it off this week. We're kicking it off strong. But first things first, guys, we gotta take care of a little business and a little thing I like to call paying the bills. Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com and Amazon. New customers can save 20% with discount code NEWCUSTOMER. All returning customers, listeners to this podcast, can save 10% with discount code PODCAST10. Guys, stevia sweetened supplements, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors. Vegan-friendly formulas, capsules, guys, the best supplements on the planet at affordable prices. We do not charge you a premium for premium supplements. Fuel Meals, fuelmeals.com. Save 15% with discount code THEBIGGUY. Custom Meal Signature Meals. Guys, meal prep at your doorstep. They make counting your calories and your macros very easy. If you're on the go and you don't want to eat that fast food, you don't want to eat the junk, guys, Fuel Meals is the place to go. Personal videos from yours truly. Cameo.com/TheBigGuyRyback. Videos for all occasions. Teespring, the official merchandise store for the big guy Ryback, me, and Feed Me More Nutrition, guys. Just type in Feed Me More Store on teespring.com. As always, your podcast reviews are greatly appreciated on iTunes and Stitcher. Help get us over 700 reviews here, guys. And then on our path to 1,000, your reviews, if you could take a minute. I hate leaving reviews. I don't think I've ever left a review in my life. So I'm asking a lot of you guys, to be better than me and leave reviews. My book, Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, available on Amazon and paperback, Audible, and Kindle formats. Friend of the show, Zevia, Stevia Sweetened Soda, The Farmer's Dog, real dog food for real pets. Trupanion, the official pet insurance of Sophie and Little Guy. BioAccelerator, the stem cell company that has helped get me back together, giving me my life back, the quality of my life back, and allowing me to be able to go back to wrestling once again. Final procedures, first week of February, guys. Contact Austin Aries. He works for BioAccelerator now. That's right, that Austin Aries, or BioAccelerator on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, mainly, guys. They can help answer your questions. And follow me on social media, at Ryback, not verified anymore, on Twitter, the big guy Ryback22 on TikTok and Instagram. Feed Me More Nutrition, The Ryback Show, Ryback TV. So many accounts, all those on Instagram, and Ryback247 on Snapchat. I'm very active on all of them, guys. I literally, from morning to night, am just going. But check it out. And for all fan mail, P.O. Box 752740, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. I ask you limit it to 1 to 2 pieces with a self-addressed stamped envelope, guys. And I'll do my best. You could be a part of a fan mail shell shocked on Ryback TV over there as well. Which, by the way, which you're watching on this, Ryback TV on YouTube and Twitch at Ryback Rules for all my Twitchers. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're getting right into it this Monday. I've never actually officially spoken to him, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be speaking to him now live. Dun, dun, dun. David Benoit, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Thank you. Very polite of you. Thank you for the sir.
Oh, no problem, sir.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. You know, just enjoying this beautiful Canadian weather.
Yeah, man. No, it's I've always joked I want to move up there. Like I say Montana, but I'd be closer to Canada being a Montana because of the chaos going on in the United States and the world, and Vegas is getting really crowded. So
is it?
Yeah, it's Man, every day I call my real estate agent. She's done other properties for me, and I go. She always wants to sell my house, and I was like, I'm never gonna sell my house. I'm never gonna sell my house. She wants the payday on it, and I go, and I finally like message her. I go, I may be open to selling, just to get away. But I don't know, man.
I don't know, bro. It's getting crazy down there. That's for sure.
What do you do up there, work wise?
I work as a chef right now. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So what's some of your favorite dishes to cook?
I work at a steakhouse, so we cook a lot of steaks and
a lot of steaks.
Yep.
Man, that's I've been vegan for almost 2 months now. But that sounds really good. I'm not one of those vegans though that like, oh, steak and chicken or meat's gross. Like, I'm like, no, it's really good. I'm just trying this and more performance based and loving it. But
well, there you go. I'm happy for you.
Do you get to eat a lot while you're at the restaurant or no?
No, I'm just go.
I used to work at Smoky Bones in Louisville, Kentucky. And I purposely got the job there for two reasons when I got fired from developmental. And one was to work on my speaking skills more because I wanted to get better at speaking, because I always was kind of more shy and reserved. Mm-hmm. And that kind of forced me, even after being in wrestling, to put me in an uncomfortable situation to like pay my bills to survive, but also because my food costs were so high at the time. I was like, if I can get a job at this restaurant, maybe I can cut into to lowering my food bill a little, because the money, I didn't know if it was going to be as good as even developmental at that time or not. But yeah. Man, they took care of me. The cooks there, they would mess up on purpose and hide steaks and hide food in like the little to-go deal. Mm-hmm. We'd had little special locations. And that's where Feed Me More was actually. And the big guy and Feed Me More were created in that restaurant.
Wow, so, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. But I was always curious. The cooks were always, though, the cooks had it a lot harder because they have to stay back there. And it was, unless like the manager, something happens, he's like, oh, go ahead. But just because sanity reasons, sanitary reasons, everything, you know what I mean? Like, it's tougher, so.
Well, it definitely is. It definitely is.
What's this? Pretty cold up there?
Yeah, it's probably like minus 17 degrees Celsius right now.
Matt, you're wearing a t-shirt, but you're indoors too, though.
No, I'm indoors, like, though.
You're like, I wear, it's, I was going to say it's cold here, but it's like 50 something here, so.
Oh, it's not, nice.
Yeah, no, that's, it's t-shirt weather for me, but like a lot of people here, they're like, it's freezing. And the summer here is ridiculous. So it's that 110, 115, 120, but you get used to it, but you don't get used to it. You know, I used to go sit in the car when I was a kid in the heat, cause it was like a sauna to me. I was crazy. And, but now I go, what was wrong with me, man? Like, I don't even like, I couldn't do that now. I don't know, no. But I enjoyed it as a kid.
Damn.
Did you catch the AEW Full Gear pay-per-view?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
I did too, man. That's I'm like legitimately excited about wrestling more than I've ever been.
Definitely love AEW. It's a quality company.
No, it's like night and day from everything I've seen in the wrestling business and everyone I've talked to over there. It's all the same positive feedback, which tells me nobody's lying. Because it's all... And I'm like, man, it sounds so enjoyable to like what wrestling should have like always been. But, you know, and everyone has different experiences and it is great. Like I did the indies for 2 years and it was a lot of fun, even being hurt. Mm-hmm. Like I wish I wasn't hurt when I did it. But it was like, it was so much more laid back and just an enjoyable process. But
oh, absolutely, man.
You have intentions eventually, though, of getting in. I've heard you because I like on Chris Van Vliet and everything, yep. of getting into the business.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for this, David?
Yeah, I am ready for this. I'm ready to whip some ass.
How old are you now?
27.
Okay. Oh, man, you got plenty of time.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Dive in and just go, man, balls to the wall. It's going to be an enjoyable process for you, I feel like.
I hope so, man. I hope so. You know,
do you have a lot of fun? Do you have a lot of friends in the wrestling business right now or acquaintances? Guys,
Chavo,
you talk to?
Chavo Guerrero.
Great guy.
Jericho.
Chavo was my first match in WWE. Skip Sheffield.
Really?
Uh, in I believe we were in Tennessee. I believe we were in Knoxville, Tennessee. I was nervous as shit because I was coming up from the FCW. This is before NXT or anything. And they were thinking about, they wanted to get a look at me, and that we didn't know about NXT at the time. So in my head, I'm thinking, this is my big break. And I'm going up as Skip Sheffield, but I'm all in, I'm committed to this. And Chavo, he was at that point, and I look back and I understand that, because at the time you're young and you're hungry and you're coming in and life is great. You know, everything is beautiful. And you see like veterans up there who aren't happy or they're at a different point in their career. Like Chavo was where he'd had a great run, but things, you know, it happens to everyone at various points.
Oh, absolutely.
And he was, you know, obviously he's doing the dark match with Skip Sheffield, you know, so I could see that he probably wasn't as enthusiastic and big jacked up guy coming in. He's going to put over in the dark match to see, so they could see about a new guy bringing in to come make, to do something with. And I look back at that, because at the time I was just so happy. I'm like, man, where's Chavo? And he wasn't mean to me at all. He was actually great with me, but I could just see the demeanor. I go, man, why? I don't understand why people aren't happy here. This is such a great, happy place and life is beautiful. And the Chavo though came up to me and he goes, this whole match ended up going on the fly. He goes, what do you do? What do you want to do? Or do you have any ideas? And in my head, so in FCW, it was, I wanted to really do this move where it was a snapmare, and I go to the crowd, red neck. And then I slap the back of like the trap in the back. And it always got a great reaction at FCW. And I wanted to do some things to character wise in there, but that was my first pitch to him. And I look back, and it was the stupidest thing, but you're nervous. And like, he's asking, I just want to be like, oh, I know this is going to get a reaction, so he'll be all for it. And he just looks at me, he goes, fuck that. And he walks away. We didn't talk about it. We go out there. We had what I would consider to be a good dark match. Crowd was into it. We had a promo, but I was always grateful. He was always kind to me, and he took care of me out there. And that was, and it gave me a good, you know, of being a professional, understanding of that, regardless of how you're being used or what you think, or he went out there and I'm so happy, but great guy. Chris, same way, man.
I talked to Dean Malenko too.
Another great guy. So knowledgeable and like
100%.
Those are good guys to have in your corner. And, Chris, I told people, is always like from all the main event guys that I worked, Chris was the best. Mm-hmm. And I say that, and not even in the ring necessarily, even though in the ring he's incredible. 100%. But just overall, like talking to me afterwards, what did you think? This is what I think. And like was just a professional in that very sense. And he put me over, which was at a point when I was getting kind of lost like 7 pay-per-views in a row in the top spot. He wanted to work me at Mania, which they didn't figure into what they wanted to do to kind of take me out of that. But I remember I was like, he wanted to put me over, and I was like, man, just a good dude. He didn't have to do that. That's him going out of his way, you know, and help make sure maybe my career got a little bit better on track, even considering everything and then being a heel at that point. But that's like something you'll never forget. You're like, man, that's the way to be, not some of the other things that I experienced, which can sometimes rub off on guys. And, you know, you end up bitter later in your career over like how to do business, where I was like, nope, I saw the right way to do it. And you hold on to that. So.
Oh, absolutely, man. That's how I do it.
How often do you talk to Chris? Quite often or not? Just he's busy.
Once in the blue moon, man. He's busy as shit. You know how it is.
When you leave that circle of wrestling, as far as being on the, and it's like, The cool thing about it is, though, when you talk to people, it's like no time has gone by.
Oh, 100%.
It's like that with everyone I've ever talked to. It's like you just pick right up wherever you left off. Like, because most of the guys are down to the ground, like humble, grounded guys, and where like things don't really change over time. Their behavior stays very consistent.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Chavo, man. Chavo's doing good things, too. He has his own, does he have his own beer now, too?
He has his own beer and podcast now, and
yeah, that's he did the Glow. I think was it the Glow?
Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, on Netflix. He's like, he's done. He's played, gotten some parts and done well, man, and stayed active after. He looks, I just saw him on Chris Van Vliet's show.
Looks good, eh?
He looks better than ever. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is, guys are like, and he doesn't, it gives me hope. That's what I was like, the vegan diet I've heard and seen people where they stay younger a lot longer. That's where I'm like, oh, hopefully I can come back, have no gray hair, nothing, and like look the same and in better shape, hopefully. Because like 100%. Last thing I want to do is come back and look old. That's not the guy we remember.
Nah.
Man, so how tall are you?
6'1".
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're a big guy.
Hell yeah, man.
That's the cutoff for big guys, I say. 6'1 is where you got to be. You got to come in at around that to be able to be a believable big guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%, bro, 100%.
What are you weighing right now?
Last time I checked, I think 215.
Okay. What is David Benoit, the ideal wrestling weight for you? Do you have an ideal weight or goals that you want to be physically?
I like to be around like 225, 230.
It's a good weight.
100%, you know.
It's a respectable weight.
Oh, 100%.
How much you in the gym every day or with your schedule? Because I imagine working a regular job and stuff, it limits you a little bit with that.
Well,
right?
I have to make appointments too now to go to the gym. So it's like.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the situation? I didn't realize. What part of Canada are you in? Do you?
I live in Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you have to call the gym and make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
How far in advance?
You can do it a day in advance.
So, but if you don't, so the thing is though, if you get busy and you forget to book, you know, today for tomorrow and Tuesday, you wake up, shit, I didn't book it. You probably aren't going to be able to get in.
No. No.
Oh, man.
It's fucked. That's you, bro.
No, it's scary. I'm, everything going on. Did you guys shut down to the restaurant for a while or did you stay at working because of the takeout?
No, we shut down.
How long?
We shut down in March and came back in July. June or July, we came back.
Ooh. I worry about all of this. So the whole, it's, I speak. Someone for having a business that has actually had my best months during all of this, but I had to kind of do some different things. But I noticed I've watched people's spending habits change a little bit. And I get the longer this goes on and the longer that more people are out of work or we're not fully back, it really, really presents a lot of problems.
No, and, it definitely does.
But also, I did see they actually today posted that the trials on the vaccine, I think from Pfizer, were like 90% successful, which is, I guess, fantastic news.
Oh, it is fantastic news. Need to open up.
If that's what it takes, like to get things to open, because like, I was just like, who would have thought from, you know, essentially mid-March is when I think here everything started, that we would be sitting here, you know, in November, getting close to the halfway point in November, and we still don't have a definitive answer on what's going on. But
no, not at all, man. I was in Vegas in January there for a week.
Oh yeah.
Right before all this shit went down.
Yeah. I remember though telling like my dad and like talking to him and just saying like I go, this is going to be bad. Cause he was, it'll be fine. He's like, no, it's going to be bad. Like I can see the direct, I go, they're counting the numbers. Like already, like I go, they're making a count. Mm-hmm. Like there's something going on. But as soon as you put a count on anything, they're trying to get it over and they got it over. And it's, but, oh,
yeah, it's interesting, man. I think they're going to put more restriction on us now. So
that seems like I've heard multiple things that there's, and some places are going the other way. And I'm just like, no, please. I got to get these stem cells in Colombia in February. I'm booked now finally, but mm-hmm. I was supposed to be booked in April this year. Mm-hmm. And then it got all put everything because the borders got shut down. I go, man, if everything gets shut down again, I'm literally waiting. And then, but it's like, I don't want to go back to wrestling if there's no crowds anyways.
No. AEW's doing crowds though.
Smaller ones though. But I was like, for me, it's like I've been out 4.5 years. And like when I eventually go back, like just for what I've overcome, I was like, I can't go back to like, not having a crowd. I just, mm-hmm. I was like, I got to hold off. But at the same time, if this was like, well, this is 5 years, I was like, well, I got to make a decision then.
Oh, 100%, man. I see New Japan's killing it right now.
Are they doing full crowds?
I think so.
Man, might have to go there. just so the crowd is the deciding factor.
Oh, 100%, man. You know, I'd want to go to Japan.
Have you been there at all yet or no?
No, I've never been there.
I've wrestled there I think just a few times actually in Japan. And I think it was all on, I don't know if we did a, it was either we did a 2 day or 3 day thing where we were there. Cause I know it was at least two, cause it was on part of a bigger of the tour, mm-hmm. But man, it was a pretty surreal experience. And even in the back in the locker rooms, and it's just different, like everything, the culture and the hotels were super small. I remember though, but they had red wine in my hotel room, which I was really happy about. And I don't know how I got that. I just remember there was red wine in Japan and I was really, really happy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Diving into wrestling, man, getting in, like I'm excited for this. It's do you in your head, like how do you, like from like a wrestler standpoint, do you like know like what kind of wrestler you want to be? Or are you like you, this is going to just figure it out as you go along? And
like, I want to be technical a little bit.
Absolutely.
100%. Make it believable, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be good for you, man, and getting around the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just 100%. Committing yourself and going in and not, like, it's going to be, I think, a really pleasurable experience. And I think just shutting out the outside noise of
all the haters.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of haters?
Oh, all the time, bro. It's all the time.
I always am fascinated by everyone gets them in their own way. I surely get my fair share and blocking them. But I think it's just the ability, like the longer it goes on, you just realize like what it is and you just become immune to it eventually. Like I can see anything now. Like there's nothing anyone could tell me that could ever like, man, oh, like, ruin my day. But
mm-hmm.
it is a different world on that end. Because
it definitely is, man. Or they keep asking me, when are you going to debut? When you debut, or when are you going to AEW?
Can I get some training under my belt first?
Yo, I'll drop a trailer when I'm ready to drop a trailer.
Yeah, you enjoy know? The man training. It takes, man. It took me. I came in though from. I actually got a story. I don't know. But I trained with your dad with Bill DeMott in Deep South Wrestling, and which is a really screwed up day for me. Bill, I love Bill. Bill was the hardest trainer I've ever had, but he came from that mindset of like you put guys through their paces and see if they want it, regardless if you got a developmental contract or not. But like they had it was a it was a harder mindset. It's entirely different. I'm actually so grateful because I have it in me, and and that's why I contribute a lot of my success to it. But and it's not as prevalent in today because it's not the way it is. And you could say for better or worse, I don't know. And would I want to go through it again? Absolutely not. But I remember Bill, we would have to do like all these calisthenics of squat, the Hindu squats that your dad was really big into also. And I still am in it because of conditioning and the legs, which I got from your father, actually instilled that because Bill, and I always listened to Bill, but when I heard Chris come down and preach it on the power of Hindu squats for our legs, because if you, you're going to get tired at different points, but as long as your legs don't give out on you, you can keep going and you can keep digging as long as you can. Well, but if your legs give out, it's really tough because you can't walk, you can't move, you can't maneuver in there. You can't think because you're so Bill, we do all this. We had to do like a mile or 2 mile run around the building in our gear and our boots and our pads. Chris wasn't there yet. And then we had to do all our Hindu squats, all our push-ups, 500 Hindu squats. This is before training, 100 push-ups, 100 crunches. Then you get a quick water break. And then we'd go into drills for like 4 hours. Like this was every day for a year. Mm-hmm. And then I'd have to do two classes. I would do 8 hour days sometimes where I'd get a quick break to go home and get lunch and then go right back. But I couldn't eat too much because I had to do all this thing. So I'd have to wait. Then I'd go make pounds of beef and rice-a-roni after practice to like get my calories so I wouldn't lose massive weight. But so we do all that and we get ready to start training. And then Chris comes and Chris goes, "Oh, the guys warmed up, everybody ready to go." And like, I was so pumped because we all thought we were going to like have a different trainer for the day. Not our normal, what we normally do. Mm-hmm. And Bill goes, "Nope, we've waited for you. We haven't done anything. We have to go through warm-ups." The same thing. So before, and I'm going to give you preface this story with this. I have a bruised tailbone at the time that I took a bad bump on something because we'd have to sometimes do some pretty screwed up things. And I bruised my tailbone, but I didn't say anything. And I didn't want to, we didn't have like trainers or anything. Mm-hmm. We do another 500 Hindu squats. We do the mile around the building again. We do the push-ups because nobody's going to say I didn't warm up already. And then people are like really fatigued. I could tell that your dad was like, "Oh, why?" We thought we were all in like really bad shape. And it was like, I was like, no. And finally, though, we start doing drills and different things and it's good. I took a bump though. I was taking bumps kind of not how I normally did because my tailbone is killing me. And Chris said, I don't know if he asked me how I was or something. And I go, no, I'm good. And then Bill goes, no, he just doesn't know how to bump. And like, so Chris doesn't know. I'm brand new. So we end up, I had to take 50 arm drags from your dad in a row and your dad in full blown going mode. And, it was the greatest experience because I got to see the intensity and I didn't get to ever have a match with him, but I got to experience because he didn't have, that was how he wrestled. Oh, 100%. Like, so I got to experience that and it was ingrained in my brain so that when I performed and finally when I took off and a lot of the things that I was taught early on, everything started making sense. I had that believability, I believe, from my training, but that experience always sticks out of my mind because it was at the time I didn't realize how valuable of a lesson that really was of just getting to do that. And not even from taking the arm drags, but experiencing just the commitment of perfection in the ring of believability that I feel I've been able to take that with me in my career. So that was always a really cool day. As hurt as I was, it's something I'll never forget. So
that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
But I think you're going to definitely, man, the intensity is my favorite part of pro wrestling and going out there and the believability.
Oh, 100%, man.
And I think if you can do that, it's the sky's the absolute limit with what you can do.
Oh, 100%, man. 100%.
You got to talk, I know, with Chris Van Vliet, man. He's one of my favorite interviewers.
Oh, he's definitely one of my favorite.
Do you talk to him often too or no?
Yeah, I talk to him a lot. I talk to him a lot.
He's a really, really good guy. He, man, people don't realize that guy. I mean, you can see the hustle for like the interviews and stuff, his commitment on that. But like, if you look at like what he's done in his real life, and then he has a business too, a fishing business that does well. And he helped me so much just with our conversations, not even trying, but just like, he's like, you need a fulfillment center, like with the supplement company, because he saw how busy I was doing everything. And it just like, it opened the door for me to turn Feed Me More Nutrition up rapidly. And that was like that was a year and change now that happened. But you did your interview with him here in Vegas, right?
Yep.
Was it the Excalibur? Or no,
it was at the Trump.
Oh, okay. The what's it called? Yeah, because that was a different time. When he was here for me, I think it was the debut of AEW. The
Double or Nothing?
Double or Nothing was the first one.
I was there for that.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Man. So you've been with you've seen AEW, you've been backstage there already then, right?
Yes, sir.
Is the environment a little different than like WWE? And you don't, I don't want to talk bad about WWE or anything, but like, is it a different environment from your time? Have you been backstage WWE?
Yeah, I've been backstage many times, man.
Many times. Environment a little different or no in your experience?
I'd say yes. You know, because yeah. Everyone seems to be more happier. I find I've seen a lot of old ex-employees there at AEW. Yeah. They're just a lot happier. So
that's the vibe and what I've kind of been told too from everyone. And it starts from the top down with all that. And like the guys, cause wrestling is like such it's more of two. I feel like a team atmosphere right now of building, and everyone realizes they all need each other to do what they're going to do. And like, I've been very, like, I think they're going to be the number one promotion moving forward. Sooner rather than later.
I think so too.
With what they're doing, and like even with the work schedule and how they're treating the talent, and I think it's going to force. It already has in a way to WWE to alter things a little bit, but I'm a big believer. Like that work schedule needs to change because it's just not conducive to a healthy lifestyle in any way, shape, or form. And and I've lived it, and I've like they've been like with my stuff, they've not been there one bit, no phone calls, nothing. And it is, and I'm very vocal, and there's a lot going on with me with everything with my trademark and stuff that they've done. But it's like I look at what AEW is doing, and I'm like, man, this is because before it was like get better, and then what are the options going to be? And there were like now there's quite several different options where guys can go and do just as well, I feel.
No, 100%, man. You got the NWA. You got, you know, Impact Wrestling's making some big moves.
New Japan has their stuff going on where they're running shows consistently. Where guys just have options now, and like too, with like social media in this day and age. Like I honestly think, and I've talked about this when I had on my wrestling show with like Raj Giri in the past. I don't even necessarily even have to ever go back to wrestling, like in that regard to TV. Granted, I want to. Because I think you always want to maximize what you do. But I go, I also have now started with the YouTube and gaining traction on there now. And I wish I would have made this so much longer ago. But I go, I can literally just go do indies. I can go do one indie every other week if I want. Get it booked for a main event match or whatever match we want to do. Film it. And broadcast that on Ryback TV under my own thing and make my own money with my ad revenue and my following and people where they have to tune into that to see my wrestling. And it's a whole different, it's maximizing the independent contractor thing of working for yourself and not getting tied down to like a contract where I feel financially it could actually be just as good as anything on TV if done right over time. And I go, that's an option. That wasn't necessarily an option prior with things. And so I go, I'm excited, man. But how active are you on social media now?
I'm just active on Instagram, bro.
Is that your favorite platform out of all of them?
Oh, 100%, man. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use it.
Yeah, I'm on everything. And it's But like, I think with this day and age, you know, cause I see you hop on the IG lives, like mm-hmm. like on yours when you're doing them with your followers, it's such great. Like, man, I do them every day. Now I look at it like promo practice sometimes where I could, like, if you get somebody on there, you can like, I'll bring them on if they want sometimes and have at it in a good way to like work on my improv and firing back. And, but like, have you used it at all in that regard? Like, just to verbally. Cool.
Oh, 100%. I practice all the time, man. You know?
Yeah. What do you think for wrestling? So what do you think is going to be your biggest obstacle in wrestling, getting into wrestling? Or do you have any right now? Or you just say whatever happens, happens. Like, but what do you think it could be?
I think anything could happen, man, honestly. You know? I'd like to wrestle Dominic Mysterio, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's... So is WWE on your, would they be on your radar too as a possible place?
I don't want to go there.
Yeah. No, I respect that. I think that's, man, that shows a lot about your character, even saying it. Like, that's not a bad thing.
No. I'd rather go to like New Japan, AEW, Impact, AAA, NWA, get some experience underneath my belt.
Absolutely. And it takes time with this too. Like, I could tell you, I remember where I was when I first started, and you know, didn't come from the business, but I grew up watching it. But mm-hmm. then a lot of that came too with the training and how I got brought in, but it ended up helping me on the latter part. But where I had a lot of fear in me instilled in me early on, which held me back actually. And that was mm-hmm. why I had to get over the fear of, and at the end of the day, I hold myself accountable for it, but I saw a lot of people give up and I survived it, but it kind of stuck with me. It held me back a little bit progression wise because I was afraid to do things because I was afraid of what people were going to say. Because when I did do it before, which I was never afraid of, I got ridiculed and embarrassed and tortured essentially in my first year. But I had to get over that eventually. Then I just realized, like, wait, we can do whatever we want. And like, and Dr. Tom Pritchard really like was the first trainer that really allowed me to progress. And he goes, he never like yelled or did anything. He gave real good advice. And then he goes, do whatever you want out there. Get over. Mm-hmm. And like, I go, what? Like, he goes like, go get over, like, go try stuff. And I go, I'm not going to get in trouble for it. Like, this was a legit conversation. He goes, no, man. He's like, I'll tell you if I ever see something I don't like, he goes, but go do whatever you want. And that's when I became Skip Sheffield and with everything. And I started having fun for the first time wrestling. And if you could just have fun.
That's all I want to do, man. Let's just go out there and have some fun.
Enjoy the every day, man. Enjoy the process and just because sometimes
steal the show.
Yeah. No, because like I got so caught up sometimes, and this was something I fell victim to, was I got caught up in my goals so much that where like certain things in specific with specifically for WWE, I was so caught up in my goals that I didn't enjoy the certain day-to-day processes mm-hmm. as much as I could have. Mm-hmm. And whereas I'm grateful now to I've gotten my health back. Cause I think I'm much more appreciative of each day now and feeling good. And I think if you go on with that mindset, man, and I'm excited for this journey for you. I think it's going to be really good.
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, I've got a few things going on. I got another project going on here, so we'll see where it takes.
Yep. Just patience. I know you said what'd you want to know? I know you said about gaining weight. What are you doing to try to bulk up any?
I've been eating a lot of chicken, fish, steaks, beef, all that, but
let me ask you,
six meals a day.
You count your calories or no?
Yeah, no.
it's a tough thing. It's not easy to do, especially, but it, have you ever looked online though at that? It's called a basal metabolic rate calculator.
No, I've never looked at it.
So if you type up in Google, like when we get done, if it's just type in basal metabolic rate calculator mm-hmm. or BMR calculator it'll pop, it'll give you a ton of options, and you go in and you plug in like your weight, your height, your activity level, and all these questions, just answer them honestly, and it will spit out like your daily calorie intake that you should be around, depending on what your goals are and or what you need. It'll tell you, oh, you should be at 3,000 calories a day to maintain your weight. And then you take that and then you go, okay, I'm going to do 3,500 calories a day for a month and see where I'm at and see where my body fat levels are at. But that's a way to give you kind of a rough idea in your head where it will really, really help you. Because like when it comes to like gaining weight, you can also, you don't have to be scientific, like a bodybuilder on it. Also, as long as you know you're getting, you're in a calorie surplus every day, you know what I mean? But with that, you could sometimes put on like extra body fat too and whatnot, but you could also lose that when you start cutting. I just find if you have an idea ballpark, you'll usually, it'll make it a little more efficient for you, but it takes you. Do you have a fast metabolism naturally?
Yeah, I got a very high metabolism.
So that makes it a lot more difficult. You got to be really consistent with that.
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do.
You got the best. I always say like that's the metabolism though. Like I always where I wish that I sometimes had it, but I'm grateful also because I can go every direction where I just got to work really hard in that direction and I can get there relatively usually fairly quickly. So maybe it's not so bad, but I also though, like I always call it like the Ric Flair side fat. Like if I get sloppy on my calories for too long, I get that Ric Flair, that 80s, 90s physique Ric Flair where he's in shape, but he has that side fat. Like I have the same genetics as Ric Flair. He may be my father actually. He was in Vegas a lot during the 80s. I have to look into that. We always got along really well too. That's my like the deal. So, but it's you just got to eat every day.
Oh, I do. Eat nonstop.
What about the carbs? You getting the good carbs in?
Mm-hmm. Very good carbs.
What are some of your carb sources? You do a lot of rice?
A lot of rice, definitely a lot of rice.
Awesome. I think just check out that BMR calculator though. And it's with today's guys too with you, who are some of the guys that you like to watch right now in the game, in wrestling? Any promotion in general?
Any promotion? Yeah. I watch Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows.
Luke is here in Vegas right now.
Is he?
Or he was. He messaged me the other day, and then I didn't get back till yesterday, I think, or the day before. But he was out here. I think he's out here with his wife, though, and they're just having a good time.
Oh, that's good, man. They're good.
Luke Gallows is one of the most – both him and Carl. But Luke, I'm a huge fan of his Sex Ferguson character. I could watch that guy all day long.
Oh, me too.
It's such it's so different than his wrestling. He always plays the serious wrestling characters for the most part. And then like these other characters, that's the guy I knew in Deep South Wrestling. He was always wild and silly like that, man. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, absolutely, man. I watch Okada, Naito, Evil. I watch FTR, Young Bucks, Kenny Omega.
Kenny, man. Yeah. All of those MJF. Guys. I'm enjoying the Jericho MJF stuff right now.
Oh, me too. Very good quality.
Chris is so great at, man, to I'm really like what AEW's done and like, you know, him having the championship first, I thought was such a key piece in all of that. And then Moxley taking it, the right guy to take it from him and wearing it to hold it for a bit. And I feel like what we're going to see is, I think Moxley's time is going to, it's going to be time for Omega to have his big run that everyone's been waiting for. And it, when you look at what they're doing, I go, that is way better than starting off with Omega with it. Mm-hmm. Like it helps establish the company. It allows 100%. People to get familiar with Omega. And I think him and John are going to just absolutely do something really, really special this time around. But Chris, I'm always so amazed. He doesn't have to have the championship, but he keeps himself figured in. And like, arguably, that's the best storyline going in all of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And like, you just look at time and time and time again. Even if he's not the holding the main title in the company or even holding a title, he knows how to get himself over and adjust and evolve and stay figured in. And it's like, it's my favorite thing to watch right now is like, what's going on with this? Because it's storytelling at its finest.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Him and MJF, man, that was a hell. I really enjoyed their match. I love that finish the other night. It was perfect.
It was perfect. It was good.
Yeah. And like Wardlow, I think Wardlow, man, I think that guy has got a really, really huge upside on. I think singles Wardlow does some really, really great things. And I look forward to seeing that because that's surely going to get figured into all of this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a way for him to get into a singles role eventually. And I think they have another monster star with him. Like,
oh, 100%, man.
Yep.
100%. I absolutely agree. I could see him going for the TNT title first.
Yeah. Build him up and
then go for the world title.
Yeah. If they do it right, there's no doubt. But it's all like, I look at where they're at, you know, a year and change in. They're creating their own stars. Darby Allin,
like the next Jeff Hardy almost.
Yeah. And guys like that, I always say too, even if he's on the smaller side, but I go, you don't always have to be the main event guy. You could be the most over guy on the show and not be the main event guy. It's like, especially in this day and age with branding and like, that's why I think social media is so important. That would be my one piece of advice. I could go all in on social media in like, because I think the biggest stars, the wrestling bubble is so small in the real world that if you could become a star in the real world with real people, which is kind of what I'm trying to go, like, I want people to know me outside of wrestling now, that I think that there's such a possibility to become even bigger with social media than sometimes WWE at the time would want you to get. Now they can't control it, which is why they're trying to gain control over that aspect of it. Yeah. Which is
bullshit.
It's horrible, but like, it's
completely horrible.
And I knew that when I was there, when they tried, and I go, but now social media, you can really, nobody can stop you. If you go out and you put out content and people like you, nobody can stop that. And you can now monetize that and make, man, there's kids that make $25 million a year on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. Like, I see that.
Like these kids are killing it. It's just, I'm looking forward to your journey with everything. And they'll definitely, I have a feeling maybe down the road, if you're ever back in Vegas, we'll get some training sessions, maybe in the ring and weight training and do some, maybe do some Ryback TV videos, eating some vegan burgers in the car, or maybe I have a cheeseburger with you. I don't know.
I've had vegan food before. It's not bad.
You bet. The places in Vegas, I've been telling, my new quote is blows my balls off because the food is so good. It literally it's better than a lot of the regular stuff that they're doing now. I go, how did they do this?
But really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
We'll hit up some spots out here. We'll get me, you, and Austin Aries. We'll do a Three Stooges eating vegan food.
I'm going to chop the shit out of Austin Aries.
Do you know him pretty well?
I've never met the guy.
Oh, okay.
But I would love to chop him, though.
I get along with him well, man. He's a good dude. He actually works with BioAccelerator. He's handling my case now with them.
Really?
With them. Yeah.
That's the good things about that company, man.
Brother, it's literally giving me my life back. Like I've got my health back. It's quality of life, everything. Like I was in a bad way. So people, not everyone, I've talked about it a million times, but I'm grateful. I'm so, it's just, I've had 13 here. Thank you. I look forward, man. I hope we get in the ring. That'll be fun. Yeah.
I look forward to getting in the ring with you. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
You can go and say, I took 20 years off your career too. Nobody else has ever said anything bad about me, but some people hold on to that one. So I go, thanks,
holy
guys. Thanks, punk. But
holy, just go out there and work, have a good time and be safe.
Yeah.
And tear the roof off the place.
Yep.
It's the way I see it, man.
Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Anything else, man? You got anything else that we didn't talk about? I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're always welcome to come on though whenever you want. If you ever just have anything you want to talk about, just shoot me a message. I do the live shows now.
I'll shoot you my number here after.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, please.
I will.
What's the best place for people to follow you on social, on Instagram?
I think The Real David Benoit.
Okay.
I think it's one. Yeah. Or David Benoit one or something like that. I don't know.
Well, you'll pop up as the choice, I believe, on that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what I'll do is Let me find it. I want to make sure. We want people following the right account here.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Benoit won on Instagram. So
well, there we go.
Follow David, ladies and gentlemen. David, Ben, you have a great day. Thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Until next time.
Until next time, my friend.
All right, buddy.
Cheers.
Take care. David Benoit, ladies and gentlemen. Big thank you to David. What a lot of fun. I like the live shows, guys. It allows, we'll have guests, that, like I told you, at random times still, but doing a few shows a week. And there'll be the shows where it's more, you know, just talking, motivation, positivity. But I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. They're a little more laid back conversations, and I'm really looking forward to seeing David just in being happy and enjoying life and doing what he loves. And I think the sky's the limit for him in life. So very, very grateful for his appearance. Looking to see if we had any other questions here, guys. But other than that, guys, make sure you check out Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. Again, new customers can save 20% with discount code new customer. Podcast listeners can save 10% with discount code podcast10 at the end of the checkout process on feedmemore.com. Thank you guys very much for listening. Let's have a great day today, guys. Be good human beings. Re-rack your weights, return your shopping carts, hold the door open for somebody, smile at somebody. And if it's a hot chick, don't smile all weird. Just give a little nod and a smile. Say hello. Let's be good human beings. And until next time, feed me more.